Brittany Luce, and welcome to Sampler. Each week, we bring you weird, wonderful moments from a couple different podcasts, but this week, we're telling the story of just one show. It's called A Window to the Magic, the magic being Disneyland. Producer Chris Neary and I found the show a year ago and have been following it ever since. This is the story of A Window to the Magic, but it's also a love story. It's about a relationship that was 25 years in the making, a relationship that accidentally played out over the course of the show. We are hitting as many demographics as we can here, people. Love, podcasting, Disney. All right, Chris, let's get started.
Okay. The host of Window to the Magic is Paul Barry. And Paul Barry's true love in life is Disney. Back in 2005, he was living in Northern California, and to get his Disney fix, every month or so, he would drive the 6 hours to Disneyland. During one drive, he was listening to a podcast about Disney, where the host was talking with the guest outside, right in the middle of the park. And it gave him an idea.
I was listening to what they were saying, but in the background, I was like, wow, there's Disneyland in the background. I really wish these guys would shut up so that I could hear it. I thought to myself, you know, I could do this so much better.
Paul wanted to make a podcast for Disney superfans, people like him. A show that gave listeners an uncut, uninterrupted window into Disney. So Paul did what podcasters do. He got a microphone, some editing software, and...
Hello, and welcome to A Window to the Magic. My name is Paul, and this show is a weekly trip through the world of the Disney theme parks and resorts. And this is the place where you get to use your ears to surround yourself with the magic.
Joseph the Magnificent, I thought
of
your
life,
your music.
Good time
and your honor, thank you.
And now, lords and ladies, good gentles all, please welcome those...
The first probably 2 years or so, we very rarely spoke on the show at all. If you listen to the earlier shows, I welcome everybody before we enter the park, but then I walk through the park absolutely silently.
We remind you to please remain seated, keeping your hands and arms inside the theater at all times. Thank you.
Basically what it is you have to use your ears to follow along and find out where we're going without being able to see it.
Now, I think Paul does an incredible job of capturing Disney. And actually, he even goes as far as to use this special microphone to record in binaural audio. Basically, that's a fancy way of saying that, you know, if you listen to it with headphones, the sound feels like it's moving around you, sort of like you're actually walking with Paul through the park. It's so much fun to hear. And listening to parts of A Window to the Magic make me feel like I'm right back at Disney World watching the evening light show from my stroller. It makes me want to go back. But even though I love it, I could never be a Disney fan like Paul. Waiting in line sucks, and the crowds are really intense. But you get the sense from A Window to the Magic that Paul has no limit to his love of Disney. He enjoys everything about it. He even seems happy just living his life there.
I've never been to Disneyland, and I have no desire to go to Disneyland. And you'd think for someone like me, listening to a grown man hum along to It's a Small World After All would not be appealing. But Paul's sincerity kind of wins you over.
The show just passed 5 million downloads. He's been making it since 2005. We listened to a lot of episodes of A Window to the Magic. And as you listen across 10 years, you start to pick up the personal details of Paul's life. You learn he has a day job. He has worked for AT&T for almost 30 years. You hear his son Calvin growing up. Friends show up. Paul isn't alone as much anymore. And then, a couple years in, there's a really big change. Paul gets a co-host.
Hello, and welcome to A Window to the Magic. My name is Paul.
I'm Terry.
And we will be your guides to the wonderful world of the Disney sound experience.
And this is the place where you use your ears.
Where you get to use your ears.
To surround yourself with the magic.
Very good.
Terry is also a Disney fan. Back then, she was going to the park a couple of times a week. And her name isn't actually Terry. It's Teresa. She's called Terry because...
My grandmother used to call me Tinkerbell. So the nickname, my nickname is actually derived from fairy, spelled with a T. Tinkerbell is my absolute favorite character in the whole world. I have been in love with Disney pretty much my entire life. I can go into Disney and I can walk around and go, there is absolutely nothing wrong with the world right now. That is my sanctuary.
Terry starts appearing in episodes more frequently, and as time goes by, we hear her and Paul getting more comfortable with each other. We hear them laugh about the weird quirks of Disneyland, and we learn a little more about their history. They were actually high school sweethearts way back in 1984. But it wasn't until 2003 that fate brought them back together.
I was living in Las Vegas, and he was out there for a wedding of a friend of his. We started talking again. We ended up back together. Kind of a Cinderella story.
I knew that she had been married several times before, and that none of the people she had been married to ever really had a love of Disney. So we pretty much knew who we were when we started dating. That's an advantage that a lot of people don't have.
He has a way of inspiring Disney in people that is just fabulous.
So let's go ahead and go into the park. What do you say, my dear?
Loving every minute of it.
Okay, good.
Paul became a kind of park celebrity, and he meets a lot of friends there. There's a guy named Clinton and another friend called Mouseketeer Greg. And every Friday, he hosts a meetup at the Enchanted Tiki Bar in the Disneyland Hotel. People start approaching Paul when they see him with his microphone, asking him if he's the guy in the podcast. And Terry found that incredible. Just the way he would hold court with other Disney fans in the park, and how much he enjoyed it all. Terry, on the other hand, hated attention.
When I first started hearing my voice on Window to the Magic, I was terrified. I didn't know what being in the limelight was like. He used to laugh at me all the time because we'd walk down Main Street and I'd walk behind him.
A big part of their relationship early on outside of Disney was Paul helping Terry grow more confident. He encouraged her to start her own Disney podcast, which, by the way, she did. It was called Disney Tidbits. Terry had dreamed of being a poet for years, but she worried about putting her voice out there. Paul thought podcasting might make her more comfortable.
Early on, Paul edited the episodes of the show for her. But then one day, right before her podcast was supposed to go out, he pretended he didn't have time to help.
And she fell for it and did her own editing. And when she was done, I said, look, you've done it on your own. And I did everything I could to make sure that she was standing on her own two feet. And I saw that happen.
He made me not afraid anymore. He reconnected me with a part of me that I had actually thought had been gone for a very long time. He gave me back the dream that anything is possible.
The topic of her choice. And
don't worry, dear. I still love you.
Thanks. I love you as well.
When we come back after the break, our fairy tale story meets real life. Welcome back. Today we're telling the story of one podcast called A Window to the Magic, and the love story that unfolded on it. When we left Paul and Terry, they had been dating for several years and slowly falling in love. And guess what?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to episode number 258 of A Window to the Magic, the ultimate Disney audio adventure. I have with me just the coolest little thing. This is my fiancé, Terry. Say hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Very good. The dynamic duo of Disney podcasting has finally gotten together.
Paul and Terry got married in 2011, and after the wedding...
Terry, what are we doing?
standing in the Esplanade.
More grandly, what are we doing?
No. Oh, we started our honeymoon.
Absolutely.
I'm glad to be here.
That one can go on the show.
Why, thank you. You're not editing out kisses today.
Over all these episodes, this is the kind of thing you would hear. These little moments of two people who are so totally in love and loving the same thing. But remember, Paul is recording everything. So you hear the kisses, but you also hear the fights.
Well, we're going to go into the park. I had earlier today, I had asked Terry to go and get some fast passes for some rides so that we could enjoy a good show. Well, she forgot.
I was busy.
She was working all day, and I understand that. I'm forgiving her for that.
But you had to bring it up on the show.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No.
Yes, I did.
How many times do I cover for you? Really?
I'm covering for you now.
No, you're not. You just told everybody.
Yeah, but I told them I forgive you.
Gee, thanks.
You're welcome.
Paul and Terry aren't the first couple to get passive-aggressive at Disneyland, but there is something heartbreaking about the two of them. These two people who care so much about the magic of the place, fighting there.
Let's see, where are we?
Totally derailed.
Yeah, I tell you.
You're lucky I'm still talking to you.
But for now. Actually, I'm not lucky you're still talking to me right now because I'm trying to do the outro and you're talking.
Well, you should have finished the outro a long time ago.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
It's uncomfortable. Listening to it, I was wondering what was happening when they weren't recording. And then suddenly, Terry just disappears from the podcast. Paul's listeners got worried. People tweeted and posted on Facebook asking, "Where's Terry?" Paul didn't respond for 9 months.
And then, after almost a year of not talking about Terry, on episode 430, listeners got this.
I just felt the need to come onto the show here and let you know that Terry and I have gotten a divorce, and that is why you have not heard her on the show since last year, and why you will not be hearing her on the show in the future. So we thank you all for your concern and for showing us your love and friendship over the time that we were together, and we certainly appreciate all of the friends who showed up at our wedding and things like that. But unfortunately, not all good things last, and that is the case here. So again, that is what...
Terry told us that since the divorce, she's moved further away from the park, and that she doesn't go quite as often as she used to. But she still listens to Window to the Magic, and she's published 3 books of poetry since meeting Paul.
Not all things in life turn out exactly as we had hoped. However, the one thing that will always remain a constant is the fact that we have a love of Disney in our hearts. And being a part of Window to the Magic was instrumental in bringing back my imagination. And I still care about him a great deal. And I always will.
Paul and Terry were married for 2 years and 9 months to the day. The divorce went through in June 2013, and through everything, the podcast kept going. At this point, he's produced more than 500 episodes. A few years ago, actually when Terry was still in the picture, he moved to Southern California, so now he's even closer. And he's kept doing the show week after week after week, even during the holidays.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to episode number 456 of A Window to the Magic, the ultimate Disney audio adventure. I am out here at the Disneyland Resort. It is Thanksgiving Day, and I am out walking around at the resort by myself to enjoy a little bit of Christmas time fun and kick off the holiday seasons with you.
Now is the time to open your heart. Believe in that magic. And remember those treasured moments. They're still there, deep within you, waiting to touch you once more. So come along as the magic of the season leads the way.
As we were putting the finishing touches on the episode, we checked back in with Paul. Turns out he's lost 150 pounds since the divorce, so now he can take even longer walks around the park. And a little while ago, Paul went to a website called mousemingle.com and set up a profile.
He met someone.
Now, it's all right. If I haven't, I'm sorry. So, okay, so then you winked, you said hi, I said hi back, and we chatted for a few minutes, and it just happened to be that we were both headed to the park.
Her name's Lalenia. We met her on episode 494. She and Paul actually shared their first kiss on the show. It was on the Pinocchio ride.
It's an insanely dark ride.
But have you ever made out on this ride?
But a good one.
No,
I haven't.
That's unfortunate.
Yes.
And hey, in case you're wondering, the next up on that ride is Pleasure Island.
Let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
Do you think you'll continue listening to this now that we're done this story?
Probably not.
I think that's okay. Because I think that's one of the great things about podcasts. There's so much out there. And if you just listen to a bunch of stuff, you'll find great little moments. Because people out there are kind of recording their whole lives. And sometimes magic can happen.
This episode was produced by Chris Neary, Matthew Nelson, Rose Reed, Sarah Abdurrahman, Jesse Rudoy, Pat Walters, and myself. It was edited by Caitlin Kenny, Annie Rose Strasser, and Peter Clowney. Special thanks to Eric Mennel. Our theme music was made by Mike Avellian, and our ad music was made by Mark Phillips. Additional music in the show was composed by Kobe Bienert and produced by Matthew Bull. The show was mixed by Matthew Bull. Sampler is a production of Gimlet Media. Oh yes, and one more thing. Have you ever heard an unexpected story unfold on any of your favorite podcasts? If so, we'd love to hear about it. Let us know. Email us at sampler@gimletmedia.com. Hey guys, we are taking a break next week, but keep on listening to Sampler for more audio gems from the world of podcasting.